Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you feel like that today? Don't you want to dig a little deeper today? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. It's a beautiful anointing in the house of God today. Amen. At this time, I'd like to introduce our pastor, Brother Coleman, as he speaks to us this morning. God bless you, Brother Coleman.
God bless your church, New York and PA, and our visitors, Puerto Rico, Indiana, and our outline groups. God bless you. I'd just like to have a word of prayer with you concerning my wife. Ruthie's home watching over. I wanted to stay, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me this morning and told me to come in. And after last Sunday, so you would know what is going on. Otherwise, you just go through and don't know what happened last Sunday. So I'm here for that reason. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, just felt inspired this morning as you spoke to me to come in and talk to your people, and that's why I'm here. But Lord, my heart is home, Lord, with my wife and also Ruthie there. So may you watch over my wife, and may Ruthie be able to handle the situation. May nothing come up that the Holy Spirit cannot arrest. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So Father, may you bless Ruthie and give her wisdom to know how to handle my wife. And be with the Lord and touch your servant's body in my throat. And we feel the shout of the king in the camp. Amen. Yes, Lord. So Father, may this be a blessed second Sunday of your resurrection. Amen. May you bless the reading of the word, the hearing of it to the believer's heart, and the tape that will go on. May it really open up the people's understanding and give them understanding to the opening of the word. In Jesus' name we pray and ask the blessing. Amen and amen. Would you remain standing? Genesis 18, 14, St. John 20, 24 through 29, Acts 1, 3. Genesis 18, 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Also, St. John 20. Very hard for me to get these pages with my fingers because they're numb. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came on September 29. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But we said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within. They had been testifying all during the week. They were praising God and shouting, for they were there on September 29. And Thomas with them the second time, which would be today. Thomas is here today. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger. He knew exactly what to do for the unbelief. And behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. May the Lord have the blessing and reading of his word. Brother Norman, for the tape, you can put a little title, My Lord and My God. You may be seated. Oh, there's one more scripture. I almost forgot it. Acts 1:3. Acts 1:3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. So be it. You may be seated. So friends, I'm just here by prayer. Amen. Well, I certainly want to greet the Nigerian church. I understand they changed their tickets and they stayed over for the youth service Friday night. Went to the picnic yesterday and they're here today, I believe. God bless you. Amen. So, and anyway, I want to say that I want to thank Brother Olu, Brother Ayo, Brother Akintad, Brother Adhew, Brother Chikbo, and Brother Moses for their testimonies to me that it was a blessing relating to me how they were blessed this summer in being here. So may the Lord richly bless all of you. Amen. So I'm not altogether here because I'm very, very, very exhausted. Because I got to stay up with these nurses' aides until after 12, and one comes in at 11:30, the other one goes out. So I am really under the rock. But anyway, I'm here by God's grace. So today's message, also want to, I'm skipping past something here. Okay, want to welcome Brother Chau, and the Lord supernaturally let him come back to be here last week. God bless you, Brother Marcel. Amen. Okay. Certainly like to read a testimony, but it's a real blessing to me from the Hidden Pearl Farm. Dear Brother Coleman, it was good to see you in good spirits in service Sunday and service today. I wanted to drop you a note to appreciate 30 years since the bride's liberation by revelation. I like that, huh? Liberation by revelation. Amen. That's the only way you're going to be liberated, I'll tell you that. What a faithful and costly stand there has been for you. What liberty from confusion and bondage it has brought. It is wonderful to see it going out unashamedly across the globe over the internet. I had been feasting on anointed and commission since it had been played earlier this year. I recall back then being totally surprised at the clarity of how you could contextualize what Brother Branham had done. I remember telling Brother Paul Griffin at that time how incredible and deep to hear mystery after mystery rattle off that had been identified and cleared up by the prophet. It's kind of funny but sad that just what constitutes a mystery and what the mysteries are remain mysterious to so many outside. Thank you for allowing us to feast with you under that seventh seal. May God richly bless you and heal you on this wonderful anniversary. My family and I are praying for you and Sister Coleman. My brother, Nick Edmonds. God bless you, Brother Nick. God bless you, Brother Nick. Sister Sharon and the family. Here's a little report, maybe seated from... let me ask you a question. Is some of you in there thinking you're Thomas? I feel that. I'm talking about Thomas, even if he was here, he didn't understand last Sunday. So the Holy Spirit, hold it, hold it. The Holy Spirit is coming back today. to make sure you understand it. All right. I feel it. Sitting there, poor me. I was here. I don't know what happened. Come on, you pass that foolishness. Come on, praise God. I'm half dead here, sitting here. Amen. Don't sink back into your human spirits. You may be seated. We had to deal with for over 40 years. Number one, the humanistic realm. Number two, revelation. That's where I'm at, up there. And you down there, humanistic. Get out of there. Praise God. Come on. Quit yourselves like men. Here's what the prophet said. You may be seated. Messiah Shreveport, 1961. Oh, when there's so many people with a card out, come join us. Come join this. Come join this. We ain't never asked nobody to come in here and do anything. And we got the biggest, we got this, we got the most expensive. What difference does that make? All of that is folly and will perish. Now listen. But the kingdom of God is established in the heart and soul of a man. Here it is now. Listen very careful. By a revelation of Jesus Christ. Hold it. And he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Now here it is, right here. Upon this revelation, and to have a revelation, here it is, you become a believer. Huh? So do we have believers out here? Who do we have out there? Are you a believer? Well then, what are you getting sad about? Either you're a believer or you're a baby or a little religious spirit. But if you believe in what he said, you may be seated upon this revelation, and to have a revelation. Now you know who I've been fighting all these years. It wasn't believers with a revelation, because they wouldn't fight me. Amen. Upon this revelation, and to have a revelation, you become a believer. Now watch. And believing, these signs shall follow them that believe. There you are. See it now? So, am I dealing with believers out there? With a revelation of who God is, who they are, and who Satan is? Well, you should never be sad one day. Never. 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 You don't have no time to get sad. You got to spend your time thanking God for the revelation. Away with that stuff. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Sitting there all quiet because I said Thomas wasn't here last Sunday. I picked that right up. You may be seated. Now keep your motors humming. Hummer. God help us. You may be seated. Okay, there's a little report from Brother Stephanus. Cole and Brenner's wedding. Brother Nathaniel went over there. He preached. And also Brother Dean proceeded. They were invited. So Brother Dean gave me a little report here. Dear Brother Coleman, God bless you. I'm continually praying on behalf of both you and Sister Coleman that the miraculous will soon take place. It is the constant prayer of my family and I. I enjoyed a wonderful three-day weekend in the country of Germany, attending the wedding of Hannah and Stephanus Cole and Brenner. The Kohlenbrenner family was a wonderful host and treated us, Nathaniel and I, myself, with warmth and kindness. We enjoyed helping the family in preparation for the wedding, which entailed a lot of work, and the dismantling their of after Sunday service. Concerning Brother Nathaniel's message, everyone I spoke to appreciated the message, and more so after they understood the difficulty he endured in attempting to get there. I am able to say a great time was had by one and all. Esther and Jonathan sent to our church some CDs from Prague. I believe Brother Nat has spoken to you about it. I may not have given Nat a sufficient amount. Because many greetings were sent to you by a host of people, including Brother Frazier, a man who risked his life many times over to bring Brother Branham's message beyond the Iron Curtain. Brother Eric from England, Brother Fabrice Rudas, his wife Claire from France, also wonderful married brother of color from France named Cyril Caseda, who told me he came especially for the service, not just for the wedding. Many thanked me and expressed their gratitude toward the New York church and the ministry, saying it has totally changed their life and anchored their faith in the Lord. Everyone asks about both you and Sister Coleman health and asked me to assure you they are remembering you and praying for you daily. Certainly appreciate the prayers of the saints everywhere. Brother Coleman, the people love you. They appreciate the ministry here in New York, and they appreciate the believers from the Pennsylvania and New York churches. One brother from Belgium, Brother Bram Lansing, relayed a testimony of how you prayed for him and his wife in Lyon before they were not able to conceive. They are now the happy parents of four of them. Amen. Named Sarah, who was one of them, named Sarah, who was very happy to be in our company. They spoke of you highly as one would of, well, a brother. Brother Coleman, for the 3 days I visited and the 200 or so people I met, I can surely say your harvest is ripe. God bless you, Brother Dean. Well, thank you, Brother Dean. Amen. Okay. All right, so we got believers out there. Ah, wonderful. So, okay. So this is the second Sunday, last Sunday being the first Sunday of the resurrection, and this is the second one. You got it? Okay. And that's why I read St. John 20, 24 through 29, because that was the second thunder. Okay, so today's message, April 11, 2004, the third pull, the opening of the word, the mysteries revealed. Now, you have the books, I believe. Now, there was two things I was looking for in April and May. Two things. Now, one, I was looking for Elohim to drop down. In other words, Elohim dropped down Easter, and he quickened Genesis 18:14 to New York and PA. Then Christ was resurrected on Easter Sunday. So then I began to look for two things, and I'll say what it is here. So Acts 3 things. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Number two, being seen of them 40 days. Number three, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. This is what happened in 1974 from September 22nd through November 10th, 1974. So now in April 2004, I thought that New York and PA was ready for number one, Elohim's return in 28 days later, May 9th, or 50 days later, May 30th. I discovered that New York and PA was not ready. Amen. Don't feel bad, friends. You could not be ready because the season didn't start until July 11th. We had to get into the harvest first. Amen. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Amen. So I discovered that they wasn't ready for Elohim's return in 28 days, May 9th, and Christ's outpouring on the 50th day, May 30th. However, we have been in transition since April 11 until this time. And the same thing happened in 1974 from April through September. And then it thundered. September 20th, 1974 to September 19, 2004, 30 years. The seventh thunder inspiration was commemorated by Elohim dropping down last Sunday with us here and with Jonathan preaching. Number two, Christ resurrected himself to give resurrection faith and continue the anointing from the cloud anointing in 1981-82 tapes. Now, I turned the cloud, and I believe it was October 1980, down in Baltimore. Then I went over to France and turned the cloud. But when I went to South Africa, December 1980, I turned it and something happened. And then that anointing of the cloud, now keep this in your mind, because I'm going to bring out some things about the cloud later on. So the cloud anointing, I came back here immediately, came back here with you in January 1981. And that was the dynamics to the mechanics, and then the Easter messages, and coming to me and drink, and all the Elohim series. That was the anointing from the cloud. What had happened? It had turned from the teaching of the seven seals, turned it to the Hoffman head of Christ. Amen. The dynamics to your mechanics. Amen. Are you understanding something? Amen. So the ministry of the Spirit is here to quicken the word to the bride. And there's two things we're looking for. One, the word, opening of the word. And today's tape explains that. That's why I titled it right from Anointing Ones at the End Time, page 60, 61 there. He said, three things lays before you, the sodomites and jans and jambres, and the third pull, the opening of the word, the mysteries revealed, 1965, that laid before the world. Amen. And here we're about almost 40 years later. Amen. It's still laying there. Amen. Until somebody picks it up. So two things we're looking for, the word, the opening of the word. And today's tape explains that. And number two is the watering spirit. So in that particular message, this is what the Lord directed me to last Saturday. The ministry of the Spirit is here to quicken the word to the bride. That's when that long trial started, 5 years. I'm writing, finishing up now. And that was the ministry of the Spirit here to quicken the word to the bride, October 17. So on page 42, just quickly, now catch what I'm saying now. Because you are believers and you have a revelation. So I was speaking here about how the serpent changed one word, you shall not surely die. So okay, on page 42, the serpent changed one part. You shall not, N-O-T, that changed it. You shall surely die. The serpent said, you shall not surely die. Then it was hybrid. Now you understand now, friend, you take a promise and put an interpretation to it, it's hybrid. Amen. So you can't put your own interpretation to the seventh seal, to the tenth, this, that, or whatever. Amen. You can't say that the thunder's got to be revealed in resurrection. Hybrid. Amen. You see how it's hybrid? You got to say what it says by revelation. It takes revelation now. That was hybrid. Then what about this message? That's what's about New York. Not one thing has been changed. Got to take every word of it. When Eve was spoken, now catch this, I said it a couple of weeks ago. It was his bride-to-be. But he hadn't taken her yet, Adam. He hadn't come to her. And when Malachi 4 spoke and people came, were called, And it's been as long, not too long, it's been a short calling out period since 1966. That's still not his bride yet, because he hasn't come to her yet. So to prove that, look around the message. Has charity come to her yet? You see, it's only, it's not his bride as yet. It's not his wife yet. They just called. All of us are called. Until charity comes, then when he takes you, then you become his bride, his wife. Not until. So until that time comes, stay with the word. Don't change it. Don't tamper with it. Live sanctified and holy. Okay. When Eve was spoken, it was his bride to be. But he hadn't taken her yet. And when Malachi 4 spoke and people came with call, that's still not his bride yet, because he hasn't come to her yet. He only calls you, but he's got to physically take you. Now, you remember the teachings from Brother Branham, and I taught on it here. The kitchen, you remember that? The living room and the bedroom. You got that? Okay. Being a mixed audience, you understand that? Okay. But he's got to physically take you. He's got to go into your bedroom, past your kitchen, past your living room where you sit around and talk about the things of God, into your bedroom and take you. Their only call, been waiting all these years for him to come. And now I'm laying the background, a platform for him to come riding in here. Amen. Think on it. What you heard today, the manifestation would be the interpretation. Okay? We just, on September 16th, I was sitting there, and I just was writing something. I wrote this out. We have just come through about 33 years and 10 months of the ministry of the Word, calling us out of Laodicea, redeeming us by His Word. Now, I'll preach on it soon, but actually, you're being redeemed every day. He's doing the redemption work now by the Word. Now watch, those that walked out, well, their names wasn't in the Lamb's book. So he couldn't redeem them. In other words, 33 years, 10 months of the ministry of the word, calling us out of Laodicea, redeeming us by his word, and giving us the word promises. Is this what has been going on in this church? Do you finally understand? A little louder than that, come on. Amen. Well, it's very important. I'm not just saying that, because if you don't understand, there's no way for you to be sealed. So make up your mind today. Amen. Page 43, you may be seated. Now we come to the ministry of the Spirit, which is now, okay? Which is charity, come in the ministry of the Spirit, to quicken that seven thunder seed in you to manifest itself. You need the Spirit to manifest, quicken what's in you. You have the Word in you. So charity must come into your bedroom. Take you. You got it? Okay. Now we can, you may be seated. Now we can see what it's all about. The Word and the Spirit. If today or next 40, 50 days, whatever, if you see this revelation, here it is, then the Word truly has been opened to you now. The opening of the Word. If you can see the Word for the last 30 some years, and now with a promise of charity, dynamics to come, then the Word is open to you. And then you can understand the last 30, 40 years that it was not hard. It was the precious promises of God being preached to you. Okay, if you may be seated, if you see this revelation, here it is, then the word truly has been opened to you now. And the third phase connects into the prophet's third pull, the opening of the word, which is today's tape. The opening of the word, which must be open. Now, this is very important, which must be open to you before the water can fall. Oh, Brother Coleman, that's why Christ loves us so much. He dropped down here last Sunday. Yes. That's right. That's why he brought you back here today to tell us this. Yes. For the next 40, 50 days, he will be seen alive in here, speaking things pertaining to the kingdom of God with many infallible proofs. Oh, that's what this is all about. Yes. Well, praise God. Okay. You can receive, maybe seated. You can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost to quicken the word seed in you into a manifestation of all that Malachi 4 promised to the bride. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to finish right now. He said, on wisdom versus faith. He says, by my spirit, agendize it. Okay, I don't have to read that. So there we are, friends. So now, same thing today. Page 42. Okay, same thing today. Christ's charity must come to you in your bedroom to change you, listen very careful, from an espoused bride to Revelation 19, 7, 8, to his wife. You got it? From bride to wife. Come on, give me some more. Wake up. Wow. My God. The scripture says, and his wife. Didn't say his bride. Said his wife made herself ready because she had an experience with charity. Okay. Maybe seated. The bride had an experience with her husband Christ. And now on the third phase adoption time, she is his anointed word wife. She will take the clothes of his hidden word, hidden mysteries, because he hid it in the Bible, sealed it back there, and had it sent his prophet to only reveal it to his bride. Those are her clothes. That's her gown. I don't care how many in the message, until they get a revelation, then they become a believer. And the manifestation will be the interpretation. You may be seated. She will prove she is his wife by giving him reverence and preeminence and obeying his word and praising and worshiping and adoring him always. Not just in church, on the job, on the subway, in the house, praising God, thanking him, worshiping. You got it now, Pennsylvania? You got it? Raise your hands if you got it. Ah, okay, I see you. Amen. So now we can see what it's all about. You may be seated. The word in the spirit. If you see this revelation, then the word truly has been opened to you now. And the third phase connects to the prophet's third pull, the opening of the word, the mysteries revealed, which must be opened to you before the water can fall. And that's what these 40, 50 days are here in here now. You will see the videotapes from Germany with the revelation by the brothers going forth, powerful anointing. See the Europeans worshiping. That'll be going on Wednesdays, and the brothers will be preaching. And next Sunday will be also a service night next Sunday night. We'll have live preaching here. Amen. The brothers will begin to speak during these 40, 50 days. And what will it be? What will it be? Christ appearing in them to you. Speaking things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Brother, if you miss that, there's nothing. God can't do nothing for you. Amen. So to ensure this fact, maybe see, Christ will be seen by you for the next 40, 50 days, starting with last Sunday, September 19th. He'll show himself alive, speaking things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and by many infallible proofs. So we're only getting started now. It's up to you. So, Elohim will drop in on you maybe the next 28 days. Christ will come next 50 days. He'll be in and out though. Moving here, moving there. And you're then worshiping the living Christ. How is this possible? You can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost to quicken the word to you into a manifestation of all that Malachi 4 promised to his bride. So Elohim and the Logos, Christ, will appear to you for the next 28, 40, 50 days, 71 days, or whatever. Amen? And that will be resurrection faith. Okay. Finally, resurrection faith will be restored by the opening of the word and mystery revealed. Okay. On the same message, page 17, ministry of the Spirit. Malachi 4 was to restore back the original word to the church. Otherwise, restore back the original faith. What is original faith? People think they have it. The original faith is resurrection faith. This is a quote from the Evening Messenger. And what is resurrection faith? This is a quote. That they seen Jesus after he had raised from the dead, seen him working among them. That is the resurrection faith. Restored back to a group. So what happened last Sunday? You've seen Jesus come back in spite of all the unbelief, in spite of no praise, no nothing. He came anyway because he said he'd be there. And he confirmed the seven thunder revelation and began another 40, 50 days for dynamics. Hey. Okay. They seen Jesus, he may be seated, after he had raised from the dead, seen him working among them. That is resurrection faith restored back to a group. And we have it here in this group. We see Jesus in this group working among us, giving out the Holy Ghost, healing the sick, healing cancer, healing legs that are to be amputated, healing diabetes. Who is that? Jesus working among us. That is the faith that was restored back. But watch, but it come in three phases. And we are now ready for that third phase. Jesus himself, not just here and there, moving here and there, but veiled on the third phase. Oh my, what's there going to be? Now you got it? Now you go look at these groups and see if you see Jesus in there. Go outside, look around. Take the Greyhound bus out to different places. See what you see. You'll come running back here. Amen. Now go look at these groups and see what you see in there. Now you understand why, if you don't praise God, how in the world can Jesus have anything to do with you? How can he? I don't know. Somebody's sitting there all mean and ornery and cranky. That ain't got anything to do with God. That's not his bride. That's your bride? Some old bullhead spirit sitting there like that? Oh, who do you say this is? Hallelujah. Wow. How in the world can Jesus have anything to do with you? If you come in here all mean and ornery and the song leader got to pump you up. Look what happened on October 10th. That was in 99. Whenever it was, October 3rd, whenever it was, amen, there was no song leader in the pulpit. This was 99. Brother Joey tried to dismiss twice. It was the Holy Ghost upon the people putting a desire. Now watch this now. Putting a desire in their heart to want to sing. Amen. Worship. Amen. Put the hands up. Do something. That's when you know, sitting there all frigid and cold like that, ain't nothing going on. Can't nobody preach anything like that? Okay, he was restored back to original faith. What is original faith? Original faith is to see Jesus come back after the prophet left and come among you. That's original faith. Do you see it now? Do you see it now? Do you see the fight, the struggle? You see the devil trying to stop it, but we persevere anyway. Hey, well, I'm worn out. What a thing, huh? Gotta push through. Oh my God. Okay, you may be seated. So resurrection faith is to see Jesus and Elohim return back to you in the ministry of the Spirit working among his bride. Well, there you are, church. I trust that the word will open to you now so that the Spirit can fall upon you. Wednesday night, September 29, this coming Wednesday, I want to share with you some personal Seven Thunder notes with you by video, which was, I spoke it on April 1st, 2001, and I think I only gave the books to the ministers and so forth. So you come in Wednesday, and it's a resurrection, it's here, the 40-day resurrection ministry of Jesus Christ. So this is what happened when the thunders was revealed. 30 years ago, 1974, so I feel it's time for the dynamics. Do you know what's going on? We're here. It's moving in. But you got to catch it. You got to catch it. Okay. You may be seated. Let me read something to you from there, and I'm finished. And we can put on the tape. And you'll see exactly what happened on April 11th when Elohim dropped down. Okay, you'll see and hear. Okay, on page 17, I'm speaking here about when I was going to preach the first time in Beaumont and take out the thunders in 75 February. And I met Brother Jack Bell down in Manning, Louisiana. He drove up from Beaumont. A 4-hour trip on purpose to catch me at Brother Barney Cabra's. Tuesday and Wednesday I preach a message titled, Handle Me and Can You Handle Me? And also God's Spiritual Scientist. So their minds was totally blown out. So then Jack took me on down and he began to tell me, he said, before you preach, I have a lot of things to talk to you about. There's been a lot of things told about you. I said, I know that. I said, well, ask me the questions. He began to ask me all these lies. I began to tell him the truth. And he shook his head and said, Brother Joe, these people lie on you. I said, I know that. He says, now look, he said, I want you to preach what's up, what's on your heart. I said, Brother Jack, I said, I love to preach on faith. I don't have to preach on seven thunders. I'll just preach faith. No, he says, you will preach what God put on your heart. And that's how that started. 4-hour trip, getting rid of the lies. And they're all out there on me now. They tell, page 17, they tell all kind of lies. I can't help them telling lies. They don't ever ask me about it. Is it correct or whatever? They just repeat what they're hearing, you know. And that's happened right here all the time right now. The last few years, they just lie. Because against me, my family, everything. And those people don't even come and ask me, is this true? They never ask me. They never write me a letter. I haven't received one letter, one phone call, what is the thunders, in 30 years. Not one. Yet you hear all lies out there. Yes, sir. Got quiet, huh? Wow. Brother Combe, you mean, yeah, that's right. They just repeat what they're hearing. My son, next Sunday, I have to, just the Holy Spirit speaking to me, okay? My son, next Sunday, I have to clear out the doubting Thomases from the tabernacle. That's not you now. Amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. He said, clean them out of here. That's why I speak the way I speak. He tells me to do it. Don't question what I'm doing. Clean them out of here. Or we're going to find out this morning. You may be seated. First it thundered. Then the next week, next Sunday, see, because this was September 22nd, then the following week was the 29th, and that's what I'm talking about here now today. I have to clear out the doubting Thomases from the tabernacle by making my presence, it's the Holy Spirit speaking, so real that the gainsayers will not be able to gainsay against it. Your message shall be entitled Resurrection Faith, St. John 20. Well, I believe that's it. Well, praise God. I ain't going to read no more. That's it. I trust and pray that it was a blessing to you. I had just read these notes. We'll get it later. Maybe put it in a book form. It's in book form. I read it, and now you may be seated. So Thursday, catch myself. Okay. Here we are. So then, for the next 50 days, and I say today from last week. For the next 50 days, this is, our friends, this is exactly the way it happened in 1974. You don't believe me? Go back and read your books. Just the way I'm speaking now to the people, it's the same way I spoke in 1974. So if you get quiet or this or that, that doesn't bother me. Amen. Because I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. So for the next 50 days, let's study the word. Consecrate ourselves, okay? Then, you may be seated. Then these 7 virtue tapes, which would be the 91 series, will be starting Wednesday. Then came Jesus, was virtue. These 7 virtue videotapes and books will be played. And I'm going to play them as soon as the Holy Spirit falls in this season. I'm going to bring them back to add the virtues to you. Amen. Same way will be played. I believe in season. As I now watch, listen, this is very important here. As I had to live, walk, and talk for 50 days. And believe me, I was worn out and I wound up with an ulcer for 50 days. So now it is your turn if you want a revival. You're going to walk. You're going to talk. You're going to live for the next 40, 50 days if you want a revival. Otherwise, you get nothing. Oh, yes. God blessed you all these years and called you out and put you in here as a blessing. Out there is nothing out there. But now you have something else to do now. You have to prove it now. You have to die and rot now to bring forth this revival. Finish. Amen. So. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Amen, Pennsylvania. Amen, Brother Nat. Praise God. Brother Coleman, that's what you had to do? Yes. In 74, I had to do that. And now you got to do it. So now remember, I'm finished. September 20th, 1981, that when the Lord gave me the revelation of Elohim, he gave me revelation of Elohim dynamics and revelation of how to preach the book of life. He told me it was in two parts, Elohim and Logos. And that's the teaching that you heard. Because he revealed that to me September 20, 1981, in the beginning was the word. And this is what I wrote. Revelation of Elohim dynamics. The revelation of the seven spirits of Elohim, this is when I caught it, being the attributes of God as a thought, great supernatural God. Here it is the revelation of the dynamics to confirm the mechanics. So you mean, Brother Coleman, that you've been saying this all year. So you mean, okay, I put it here. What happened in 1981, 82, 83? The Holy Spirit dropped down as charity, a special anointing to confirm the seven thunder revelation for a sign. It's already confirmed. It's already confirmed. Yeah, numb. Wow. My. Did you get that? So you mean that Elohim 81, 82, that's now in the transition from April to now. And then last Sunday, Elohim, that was on 81, 82 tapes, came back last Sunday. You catch it? He came back last Sunday. So, Brother Coleman, you're saying that the seventh thunder revelation is already confirmed? Yes. He sent the Elohim inspiration to confirm it. Where could I get anointing like that at? Where could I get the wisdom, the revelation of the word like that? It came from Elohim to confirm the seven thunders. Oh, that's what happened April 11th. This year, Elohim dropped down for a sign. What happened September 19th with Jonathan preaching? Elohim dropped down with a special anointing for a sign. Well, church, let us rise and be about our Father's business, vindicating Malachi 4, St. Luke 17:30, Revelation 1:10-7. God bless you. Please pray for Brother and Sister Coleman, Joanne, Becky, Jonathan, and the family. God bless you.